Support for On the Range podcast brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's Performance Package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code OTR20 at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 8 million balls. So again, go to manscaped.com, use the promo code OTR20. Your balls will thank you.
Hey guys, Rick and Duke, welcome to another episode of Warhog Words of Wisdom, coming to you live from the corner of Fifth and Main, where hopefully we don't have any AI interruption of our First Amendment rights and we can speak what we want. Heard something interesting today, guys. So some idiots over at Google actually think AI can, think for themselves or something else. It's just like, you people have lost your ever-loving mind with this whole AI crap and censorship and everything else. But I digress, because on today's episode, check it out, man. We're going to go somewhere probably most people don't want to go. We're going to talk about improving your marriage. Whoa, I got it, man. Improving your marriage. So here's the deal. Truth be told, is my life perfect? Nope, far from it. Is everything hunky-dory? Nope. We got our struggles. We got everything like that. But I would be amiss if I did not tell you about a fantastic opportunity that me and the bride had that I believe is an absolute game changer for us. But before I jump into the episode, man, probably sitting there going, man, you look like a train wreck. I'm like, yep, I do. You know why? Because I just got done working out. A little sweaty. Shirt's kind of nasty. I'm going to ask you the same question. Let's do an accountability check, man. Did you get your workout in today? Well, if not, you know, still time of the day. Don't forget, if you're that armed individual, make sure you get your dry fire, live fire training in. Have a plan for what you're doing. Act of kindness. What are you grateful for? And again, just strive to be 1% better every single day. So if we can do that, man, you know, I think life will be easy. Just be a good person, man. But kind of jumping right in, man, let's talk about this marriage, right? Man, nobody really wants to go down there. Nobody wants to sit there and air out their dirty laundry. But I got to tell you this, my hat is off to Tom and Jen Satterley of the All Secure Foundation and their just amazing marriage retreat that me and the wife were privileged to go on. Here's the deal. We've done a bunch. We've done a lot. And we're talking about almost 28 years this woman has been by my side. And trust me, it has not always been hunky-dory. We've had our ebbs, our flows, divorce lawyer pens, like craziness, right? But here's the thing. I got to thank Tom and Jen. And if I've got any SOF veterans out there or active, man, I would say you've got to take these guys up on one of their marriage retreats with the All Secure Foundation. Just fantastic, fantastic job they're doing. So, you know, without further ado, kind of jumping right in, getting right into the meat and just kind of, to me, you know, the marriage is one of those things. For me, I've lived a life of lies. Lied to my wife probably pretty much since we've been married. You got to think, she got married with me being in special operations community. So that right there in itself lends itself to not telling full truths. You know, not saying, hey, you going into harm's way? No, not this guy. I'm sitting there working at the office for this trip, or I'm doing something mundane or whatever, right? I mean, just you're constantly living this lie. And for me, it was to try to protect her. So in my mind, if I was sitting there going, hey, if I'm not telling you there's something potentially going on, then yeah, you know, just you're lying, but it's trying to lie, I guess, if there's a good reason to lie, to kind of protect her as far as what's going on. So And of course, for you audio guys, you can't see. But for my video guys, yes, the screen froze. And, you know, I love this GoPro, but man, every once in a while it does this craziness and just, I don't know what the deal is. So if anyone out there's got secrets on the GoPro 9 freezing for the webcam, please let me know. I'd love to fix this thing and get it going. But getting back to, you know, kind of the wife and everything, I mean, here's the bottom line. It was living those lies or telling those lies to her, you know, to protect her. So in my mind, you know, it made perfect sense, but it probably just wasn't, you know, it wasn't the right thing to do. It caused some dramas, caused some issues, but I think that the key to success for both of us was, you know, we're just a couple stubborn individuals, and kind of that bullheadedness, I think actually helped. So I'm not saying that you've got to be, you know, bullheaded, I'm not saying that both partners have to be bullheaded, but I'm just saying just happened to work in our particular situation, with what we had going on. Now, 28 years with the same woman in the military, right? Pretty amazing. Wow. So I'm sitting there flowing. I guess my GoPro is now working. So, pretty amazing event. The bottom line is this weekend, and pardon my distractions for losing the camera and getting thrown off track a little, but part of my whole thing for this weekend and the thing that really launched this program ahead of anything else was one of the tools that I think is absolutely critical for us. And I've told some people this before in the past, say, hey, what makes a successful marriage? Communication. So yes, we lived a quasi-communicative life, although pretty much mine was lying to her as far as what was going on. But communication is absolutely the key. The thing is, communication can be a pro and a con. Yes, you want to, you know, get information going back and forth, but man, there's times that my wife communicates to me that would just rub me raw. And a prime example, you know, so we'll air some dirty laundry here. A simple thing like, you know, and does it really matter how you get to point A to B? My opinion, no. Just as long as you get there, right? So, driving along, and next thing you know, why are you going this way? And man, it would just irritate me, right? Why don't you drive? Next thing you know, we're sitting there having this fight. So think about this for a minute, right? So you kind of got that floating around in the back of your head. If you're in the same boat, it could be something similar, you know. They gave us a fantastic tool. So using a metaphor to kind of plug it into place to totally shut down that situation. So for example, now when my wife tells me, why are you going that way? My reply, without even getting aggravated, and it's awesome, I go, because we're going to get ice cream. And it shuts it down. I mean, that, excuse me, that little thing right there, that just versus me snapping, going, you drive, you know, now we're sitting there having this fight. I just go, we're going for ice cream. And I just shut that whole potential, you know, negative cycle argument down where, you know what, it's not happening. So I would say if you can sit there and figure out, you know, some different metaphors that's going to work for you guys, you know, run with it, see what happens. You know, if you want to use the ice cream thing, I don't care. Use it. I mean, it's kind of what we're using, but doesn't mean that you can't use it if you don't want to. But it just works. And it's fantastic, man. I got to say it has changed so much. Just our dynamic in the ability that something as simple as, hey, having a, you know, getting an argument going, you know, is not anymore. So again, for my viewers out there, we got all kinds of camera dramas, but we're going to try to work through them. But I say all that. Why? Because I think it's important. You know, if you're out there, if that happens to be going on with you, right? So if you're having that potential issue, try using that metaphor. See if it doesn't work. See if it doesn't help. So I'm just telling you, from me to you, it's been an absolute game changer. Probably the biggest tool that we took away from that. One of many, right? But that was the key. That was the key thing, because there's so many times that you think about it, just little words can sit there, and at least for me, just you snap, get irritated, aggravated, whatever. And now by plugging in some simple metaphors, it's like, and it's kind of cool, because when you're out in public, people like look at y'all crazy, you know, say something. What are you getting that for? I needed to eat my ice cream. It's like, what? But I slightly digress. Anyway, you know, the other thing too is, you know, you've got to know, as far as, you know, your wife goes, it's like, hey, man, what's she like to do? What's she not like to do? What's she, you know, I don't want to give away too many secrets, because if she's sitting there listening to this thing before our anniversary, you know, she might go, oh, cat's out of the bag. He's doing this or he's doing that. But, you know, put time on the calendar for her. You know, does she know exactly when date night is? Yeah, because I stick it on there, right? So that way we know we're not going to have other things get distracted. Hey, tonight's date night, going out doing this, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And sometimes it's just a surprise. Sit there and just surprise her sometimes, right? Go out for a ride. Like, hey, where are we going? And it works. I'm not going to lie, right? It works okay sometimes. Other times it doesn't, depending what you're looking to do. So, you know, let's say hypothetically, you're going to go out and do some type of activity. Well, sometimes they don't dress for it. And sometimes that causes dramas. Well, I don't have the right shoes. And now you're sitting there trying to do the good deed. Doesn't really work out on some occasions. So if it's something where you're going to go out there and, I don't know, go hike around or zip through trees or paddle boats or kayaks or something like that, tell her what you're doing. Say, dress to do something outdoorsy. And then that way you're saving that drama. But again, it's just doing things like that. But I got to tell you, if, you know, if you're within the special operations community, I would go to one of Tom and Jen's All Secure Foundation marriage retreats. Man, just the way they've got that program set up, the different activities, the locations. What I know about the Ozarks, whatever I saw on the TV show, The Ozarks, you know, which, oh, by the way, wasn't even filmed in The Ozarks, but here or no there. Absolutely beautiful place out there. Highly recommend, you know, just it's a good time to get away. And then, oh, here's the other thing. So it was just time to put the phone down as well, right? Just disconnect from all that just rubbish, trying to keep up with, hey, you know what? If the kids call, got it. But everything other than that, let it ride. No emails, no text, no social, having to deal with all that garbage. And so that was just a nice break. And again, I think that's going to be something we're going to plug in more often than not. It's just, you know what? Hang up these stupid contraptions. I get it. From the small business side, that's how you market. That's how you put the word out there. That's how you know, you keep your engagement with people out there. But I think everyone would understand that there's nothing wrong with disconnecting. I think we're going to start doing that a little more, in hopes that hopefully other people will do the same thing. Go, you know what? It's okay. I don't have to be on Insta all weekend or all day or all night. Or, dude, put that thing down. Spend quality time with mama. And, man, it's rejuvenating for the soul. So, I would just tell you this. Take some time. There's a whole bunch of things you can go into, you know, knowing what her love languages are. There's a whole bunch of slew of stuff that you can do. But I would just tell you, start with the metaphors, man. And I might kind of do some more plugging in. Cause I got it. Nobody wants to talk about their marriage, right? Nobody wants to say, oh, how's your marriage? Great. Okay. Dude, but I'll tell you straight up, man. We're on a super upswing, man. Fantastic upswing. I mean, it has not always been green pastures, I guess, you know. It was, man, we've had struggles. And I'm telling you this, man. I am super motivated, super energized about this marriage retreat. Super happy with the tools we've got. Continuing to grow. And, yeah, man, you know. But just want to, maybe we'll do some more words of wisdom on that one. But anyways, do me a favor. Don't forget. Make sure you guys check out warhog.com, kellydefense.com. Make sure you guys sign up for our newsletters. I'm here to tell you, we've got some super exciting news coming out. Man, it's going to be big, epic. So you guys may want to make sure you guys sign up for those newsletters. Don't forget, we've got our OTR training on demand. It's on both of our homepages. Make sure you guys click on that, check that out. Of course, I'm part of the Patreon group where we do our bi-monthly Zoom calls. Pretty much solve all the world's problems. But what else we got? I think that's about it for right now. Make sure you guys hit that subscribe button, that like button, rating, review, all that other good stuff. Because again, we're battling. Like I started the show, man. Google thinks that somehow AI or whatever one of their spokesmen said, AI can think for itself or do whatever. It's like people have lost your mind. But everything's AI manipulated. And let's try to beat that. We get this algorithm out there and get the word out to more people. So anyway, guys, in closing, take care of your brides. Work on that marriage 1% better every single day. God bless you. God bless your family. God bless our troops. And God bless the United States of America. Rick and Duco out.